Welcome to the Chelsea Pines Podcast. If you're a real estate human who is ready to show up online with heart and humanity and not hustle and hacks, you've made it to the right place, friends. Let's get into the show.
It's that time again to remind yourself, have I checked my security settings? In fact, have I checked all of my settings on my social media platforms? This is your reminder. If you haven't been in there in a while, if you've forgotten the last time you updated your password, if you're not using an authenticator app, this is your sign coming to you today because I have a story to share with you and I'm so grateful that I did this one thing a long time ago and I'm going to share it with you because when I talked about it on my Instagram stories, I was shocked that a lot of people didn't know about this particular thing. And these people that didn't know about it were actually in the business of social media. So I thought, what better topic than to share a story and also a helpful reminder of how you can keep your accounts safe and secure. First, you should know, I am Meta verified both on Facebook and Instagram, meaning I pay for the verification. Now, my frustration is this. In order to get a hold of your dedicated support inbox, which I have used many times, and I have to agree it is better because there was nothing before, you have to actually be inside of the app. Well, that's not helpful if something happens and you get logged out of your app. Okay, well, I figured that out. That was not helpful. So that is one thing that I have to say. They should have a web-based system so that you can really reach out for help if you need it. But I do still think that Meta verification has been helpful for me because I'm verified. And I believe that that is also something that is going to help if you run into any problems, you get a little preferential treatment. So anyway, I digress. But I'm telling you that because I'm a paying member and this still happened to me. And you just never know. I also had another friend of mine who lost their Instagram account for 3 weeks because allegedly this person was reported as impersonating a celebrity. That was like the information that was given. So who knows? People could report you. There could be bots. There could be hackers. Who knows? So basically what happened to me is I was using Instagram on my desktop. I like to go in and use Instagram on my desktop to reply to all of my comments and all of my DMs. I just find the keyboard is easier. As I'm doing that, the screen just goes white. And there was something that popped up and it was just so quickly and I didn't know what was happening so I couldn't actually take a picture. But it was something along the lines of the shortcut B keystroke. Like it was like some sort of, it said shortcut, B was the key that it mentioned and then there was like an error. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a glitch. I don't know if it was a hack. I don't know if it was like a whole system outage. Strange. But I could not log back in. The next thing that I saw was as if I had somehow gotten into Instagram support. It was a white screen with some radial button dial options. And it said, would you like us to send you a text message? Would you like us to send you on a WhatsApp, like a reset code? But I certainly didn't ask for a reset code. I click it. It takes a while to come through, which I thought was kind of weird, but it did go through both on my text and on my email. But the problem was it was like it wouldn't let me enter it. Like I couldn't, like it was, you know, when you see a form and you have forgotten to fill out a field that's required and the button to submit that form is like grayed out. That's what was happening. I couldn't even submit the code that I was actually getting and have it go through. So of course I freak out. Well, I remembered that I had saved my backup codes a long, long, long time ago. And I will tell you how to get them. Don't worry. But I also will tell you that you need to have two-factor authentication turned on. I personally am so weirded out by this whole thing. I don't even want to have my Instagram connected to my Facebook because once upon a time, an old Facebook page that I had with a work situation somehow got hacked. Someone got into my ads manager from that old account. And I'm nervous because, you know, Facebook has you connect in Meta Business Suite, your Instagram. And if you have an Instagram business account, it makes you connect it. I do not want people getting into my Instagram from Facebook. I have two separate passwords for each one of them. I digress. So I couldn't get in. It freaked me out. I remember that Instagram had, and I did a whole podcast on this, they have a website that's called Instagram.com/hacked. And they started in 2022 by attempting to make it easier for users who are having these cyber attacks and hacks and impersonators and all that. So I went ahead and clicked on it from my phone. I went to the website from my phone And it said, you know, had different options, like, do you think you've been hacked? Someone's impersonating me or whatever. And so I went through the hacked thing and it said, enter one of your backup codes. And I was like, oh my gosh, my backup codes. I remember that. And I went, got my backup code, popped it in, got back into my Instagram, changed my password, all the things. Another thing that I did was, when I was trying to figure everything out before I did the backup codes, I did also click on get more support on my phone. Cause I was trying to go back from my desktop and my phone and it said, get more support. I clicked it. And the only thing that it offered me was to upload a selfie video, which I did. And 4 hours later, I got a message from Instagram that said, we've received your selfie video. We know it's you. And here's a backup code. Now, I had already gotten in, but I just want to let you know that if you don't have your backup codes, that's another way that you can get in. So how do we get the backup codes? Well, you need to go into your settings on Instagram, go into your phone, go into your account and your profile, and go into settings, and you're going to go to account center. And then you're going to go to security and privacy. First and foremost, you need to turn on two-factor authentication. That's like if I go onto my desktop and even though I say, remember this computer, it's like we need to send you a code and it will text you a code, a one-time code to your phone, and then you can enter it into the desktop version. So with that, you have to have that on because you can't even get your backup codes if you don't have that on. I don't know why you wouldn't have that on if you wanted to take it an extra length. And I do this with some of the other apps and tools that I use, not social media, but with like Kajabi, which is my learning management system and my payment portal. I use a Google Authenticator app. It's totally free. You can download it. You connect it to whatever website you need to have like extra authentication. And some websites are requiring it now. Kajabi requires it. I can't even just do two-factor on Kajabi. I am required to use a third-party authenticator app. So you might want to start thinking about doing that just in general. So you can get the third-party authenticator app and it walks you through and you basically connect it. And then it's going to do the same thing as almost like a two-factor. Like it's going to give you a time-based one-time code and it gives you the code. And if you don't put it in within 60 seconds, it like has to give you a new one. So you've got to turn on that two-factor authentication. If you want an additional layer, you might want to consider setting up the Google Authenticator or whatever authenticator app you like to use. Now, once you've turned on that two-factor, you will see under, go back to that section and you will see under that additional methods. Click on additional methods and you will see there is an option for backup codes. You click that and it's going to give you like, I can't remember if it's like 4 or 6 different backup codes. I don't know if you can only use one once. So I made a note as to the one that I actually used this last week. And save it in your phone. Save it somewhere. Take a picture. Save it where you will not lose it and you can access it if you have that emergency. And so many people were like, what the heck are backup codes? I don't even know what a backup code is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I need to remind people you need to turn on your two-factor. You need to go get your backup codes. So I highly recommend that you go when you do this. There's also something that says security checkup and you can go through that and it will like send you a message to your email, send you a message to your phone, etc. Now I had a glitch with that recently and I haven't tried to update it since last week, but that one got weird too. I don't know if it was just like a strange glitch. There's been a lot of things that have been going on with Instagram of late. The other thing that you can do is if you are a WhatsApp user, you can use WhatsApp as a backup way for you to get codes, etc. But I don't use WhatsApp. So if you're not quite sure where that is, you can also just Google Instagram hacked. When you Google that, it's going to take you to their dedicated webpage. It's going to have a whole bunch of links on it. It's going to have forms that you can fill out. But by and large, usually this stuff is going to happen inside of the app. I don't know why they haven't made the Meta Verified desktop version yet. That's what we need. So if Instagram you're listening, we need a desktop version because what happens if you get locked out of your account? So that's my tip for the day and my reminder. So if you haven't done that, it's time to go do it. And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you go check all your other social media platforms? Why don't you check that you don't have a work email as your backup email for LinkedIn? Because what if you leave that job? They're probably not going to send you your LinkedIn, reset password. So take 10 minutes, put 10 minutes on the clock, go to Facebook, do the security checkup, then go to Instagram, then go to LinkedIn. If you're on TikTok or wherever, make sure you have your two-factor authentication turned on. And if this was helpful, please let me know. If you were like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about backup codes, send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. I'm so excited to help you with that. And as always, if you have questions or thoughts or suggestions for future topics, feel free to send them in a DM. I also have my uncopy pastable coaching program, which is a live group of humans who are going to go through their limiting beliefs about social media, the feelings of, I'm afraid I won't know what to say. I'm afraid of being an expert. Therefore, I don't want to make video content with my perspective and my personality. I need to build camera confidence. I don't understand exactly what to post or create content that is going to attract my ideal client and also convert them. We're going to do 4 weeks, 2 classes a week. The information and the pricing is on my Instagram link in bio. It's also at my website, which is chelseapeitz.com, and that's spelled P-E-I-T-Z. It's Peitz, and it rhymes with lights. Thanks, everyone. Until next time, see you then.
That's all for today's show, friends. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, I'd love to connect with you on the gram. You can find me at chelsea.peitz. And don't forget to grab all of the free goodies link in bio.